Blog Talk Radio.
PSM Live. I want to thank you all for listening today. We are live from the sanctuary in Whitewater, Wisconsin. This is our last morning here, and we're about to pray out and get ministered to real quick and hear from the Lord before we leave. And Prophet just sends all his blessings to all of you, his listeners. This is that girl, a courtesy from heaven, Angel, the Prophet's daughter. Thank you all for listening in today. We're going to play a recording of one of his lessons called The Gift, and we ask that if you want any of his sermons or materials or anything of that nature, or you have prayer requests, always reach out on psmintl.org, psmintl.org, or our Facebook page, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International. We thank you, we love you, and we bless you. You have a great Thursday.
Praise the Lamb of God. You have a very valuable piece of property. Amen. Like I told you last night, all of you should have gave me $20 for this little piece of work I did. Praise the Lord. But your pastor said, no, we're going to run them off and give them to them free if it's all right to you. So I said, okay, amen. Everybody say, thank you, pastor. Because the prophet didn't do that. Pastor did that. Amen. And he's in his right to do that. So we praise God for him. Amen. Normally, there's a registration for this class, too. Praise God, of $100. When I go and do this across the country in the School of the Prophets, it's $100 for this class. Somebody say, thank you, Pastor. Amen. That he brought me remotely to come down and do this class and to give you this level of impartation. We're going to do an activation tonight, so I want you to listen to me. While we're teaching, I want you to set yourself up to receive something from God tonight by searching your life and make sure that if there's something in your heart, the Bible says, if I have iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Praise the Lamb of God. So make sure you clean your pipeline so that the Holy Spirit will have free course and the Word of God can do what it needs to do in this room. Amen? Because you are having a life-changing experience right now. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay? So tonight we're going to deal with the gift of prophecy. And we're going to learn how to operate in that gifting, praise God. And we're going to learn how to apply that gifting to our everyday life, which Pastor touched on, and how to use it in the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God, for the success of the local ministry and the body of Christ. Because if we're not using it for that, praise the Lamb of God, then we are retarding the gift. Hello, light bulbs. And that's, we don't want to do that. We don't want to retard the gift. We want to make sure that God continuously receives glory from whatever we do.
Yes, sir.
You do agree with that, amen?
Yes,
make sure that God receives glory from everything you do. Now, this is the first thing I want to tell you. Everybody is not going to receive the word from you, praise the Lamb of God, amen, if the Lord gives you a word for somebody. If, everybody say, if. If the Lord give you a word from somebody, everybody is not going to receive what God gives you. Praise Him. Turn to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, right quick. This is in the manual. It's in the manual, but turn to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Praise the Lord. Verse 14. And these words are recorded there. Praise God. If you don't have your Bible, these words are recorded there. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Praise the Lamb of God. So when you speak spiritual things, don't expect everybody to receive spiritual things from you when they are carnal minded. And that includes people who sit up in church, because we have carnal minded believers. Amen. Believers who have not yet been transformed by the Spirit of God. They believe in Jesus, and that's all they believe. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So therefore, they're like the church of Samaria. When Philip went to Samaria, he converted everybody in the city, but they were not filled with the Holy Ghost. So the apostles had to come down, praise the Lamb of God, and impart the gift of the Holy Ghost so that they could have the Holy Ghost. Another place they went and preached, they asked them, say, since you believe, have you been filled with the Holy Ghost? They said, we ain't even heard nothing about no Holy Ghost. So then they were carnal believers, praise the Lamb of God. When the Spirit of God fills you, praise the Lamb of God, one of the blessings of it is you are led by the Spirit of God according to Romans, the 8th chapter. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, then we are the children of God. You do agree with that, right? Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, now we can move on. Turn to chapter 12, 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. We're going to hang around this neighborhood of Scripture for a little while here. Praise God. We don't have to do too much flipping and turning. We're going to remain right here. Now, the age apostle Paul was giving, praise God, an education in the gifts to the church. Praise the Lamb of God. He was given an education to the church concerning spiritual gifts. Praise the Lamb of God. He was the apostle, right? We dealt with that last night, praise God, in Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Praise God. You know, you can turn that now if you want to, in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and read about the ascension gifts. As a matter of fact, let's do that first. Turn to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Praise God. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Galatians, Ephesians, right? I said chapter 4. Uh-huh. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see what I'm looking at. Where's my verse here concerning the gifts? Am I in the right place? Is it verse 11? Yeah, that's where it is. It's right there. Verse. Thank you. Thank you, sister. It's right here, right? Praise God. Look what it says. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, right? Some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Watch this. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge. Everybody say the knowledge. The knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure, praise the Lamb of God, of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, I mentioned that last night. Praise the Lamb of God. So the apostle gift and the prophet gift and those ascension gifts, which we call our leaders, our shepherd gifts, praise the Lamb of God, are given to us to perfect us, to complete us. Praise them. That's what the word perfect means in Scripture. It's to complete you. Praise the Lamb of God, to give you all you need so that you can look, act, walk, and talk like Jesus. That's what that scripture means. Praise. Do everybody agree with that? If you don't, then you don't. Praise the Lord. But that's the word. All right, now let's turn back to Ephesians, 1 Corinthians. Praise God, the 12th chapter. Now, listen to what he says in the first verse. He says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not that you be ignorant. That means without the knowledge. I don't want you to walk around unlearned about spiritual gifts, because God has given you these spiritual gifts, and if you're ignorant of them, then you're not going to know how to work your work. You're not going to know how to operate in your giftings. And then, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to be doing things that you shouldn't be doing when you don't supposed to be doing, and when you're supposed to be doing it and using it, you're not going to use it. Right. Or you're going to allow the gift to lie dormant in you. Right. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to allow it to just lie dormant in you, praise God, because of the fact you are not aware that it's there and you don't know what to do with it. If I gave overseer, praise God, a gift for Christmas or his birthday, praise God, and he look at it and say, thank you. It's all wrapped up in a beautiful box. And he leave it up on his desk somewhere. And every day he look at it and say, I got to open that gift. I have to open that gift. Shakespeare gave me that gift. Yeah, I see him again. He say, Shakespeare, thank you for the gift. Prophet, thank you for the gift. I say, yeah, man, thanks. I'm thinking he's using it. It's just sitting on his desk. That's the way we are. A lot of us have spiritual gifts, but they're just still wrapped up on the inside of us. So we hear Paul telling his son Timothy, he says, stir up the gift. Come on, talk to me, people. Stir up the gift that's in you of faith he was talking about that was handed down from your grandmother to your mother and even to you, praise the Lamb of God, which is the gift of faith. Now watch this. We're going to read a little more. He said, the second verse, you know that ye were Gentiles, or heathens, or morons, that word means, meaning you didn't know God. That's what it means. You break it down, that's what it means. Carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse. and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Let me hear you say Jesus is Lord. Now, you said that by the Spirit of God. You can't say that on your own. There's a quickening in you, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to say that by the Spirit of God. Now, watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, he gives us information here, praise God, to teach us several things. How to operate, praise the Lamb of God. How to receive impartation, praise the Lamb of God. How to give impartation, how to manifest, and how to evangelize. And I'm going to deal with those, and then I'm going to be out your way. Amen? Now watch this. He says, wherefore I give to you understanding, that's information, right? That no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus cursed, that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Watch this. Now there are divisions of gifts. He's given information, diversities of gifts, rather, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God with worketh in all. But the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit. Watch this now. Watch this now. To one is given by the Spirit. Now, that's just the impartation, right? I gave you education. Now, I'm giving you impartation. Watch this. It says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing, the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man several as he will. So in other words, the Holy Spirit gives gifts to who he will. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen? The Holy Spirit gives gifts to who he will as he see fit. So when we're born again, the Holy Spirit kind of scans you and say, because of the way what you've been through, and the way you live, and the way you've been molded, this is the best gift that fits you that's going to give glory to the kingdom. Yes, sir. Hello, light bulb. Yes, so then he imparts you with a gift. Hello, praise the Lamb of God. So then it's your responsibility to get education about the gift so that you can manifest the gift for glorification to God. Now watch this. Watch this. Come on, go with me a little more. We're going to talk about it. Watch this. Drop down to verse 12. Praise the Lamb of God. Here he's going to give us the formation. Watch this. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many, our one body is also is Christ. Do you understand that? Okay, let me rewrap it. For the body is one. Praise the Lamb. That means all the members of the body make up the body. And has many members. My fingers are members of my body. My toes are members, right? Praise the Lord. My eyeballs are members of my body. Even the little hair I got is a member of my body. Watch this now. Watch this. He says, and all the members of that one body, although they being many, are still one body. So is also the body of Christ. Although we all have these different gifts, we still all members of the body of Christ. This is going to become very important. I'm still talking about the gift of prophecy. Watch this. For by one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, where we are, whether we are be Jews, Gentiles, whether we bound free, having been all made to drink into the same Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now, turn the page. Turn the page. Praise the Lamb of God. Chapter 13. Drop down to verse 9. Praise the Lord. It says, watch this, concerning the gift of prophecy. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. God only reveals to us a part of the matter. Praise the Lamb of God. Now we understand the Holy Spirit gives us a gift. But when he gives you something, he don't give you the whole other matter. He only gives you a portion of the matter, a part of the matter. It could be in four stages or four pieces till the whole come. Sometimes the Lord will show you the end of it, but he won't show you the journey to it. Yeah, and I heard somebody say, woo, because she probably know, praise the Lamb of God, if I prophesy to you tonight, I'm giving you the promise. I'm prophesying what God has promised to you, right? Praise God. But you might have to go to head through hell to get to the promise. You're going to deal with some enemies to your destiny. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord promised me, he said, all the thousands of members he was going to give me, but he didn't tell me I was going to flatline three times. He didn't tell me I was going to have congested heart failure. Are y'all listening to me? He didn't tell me on the journey they was going to talk about me, backstab me, lie on me, come on, talk to me, praise the Lord, and do all manner of evil against me. He just told me, I'm going to give you all this for your faithfulness. But he didn't tell me how I was going to have to get to it. Praise the Lamb, what I have to go through to get to what he wants me to do. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb. So he reveals in part, praise the Lamb of God. So he teaches us the operation of this. When I'm operating as a prophet, a lot of people think I know everything about them because I tell them something significant. They think I know everything. And a lot of times when I prophesy, if you come to me the next day and talk to me about what I prophesied to you, I don't even know it. Know why? The spirit in me is speaking and not me. Second of all, I probably really don't care. Hello, light bulbs. It don't make me no different what God tell you. That's why it's easy for me if the Lord say, tell brother so-and-so, so-and-so, I say, today he going to die. I walk up to him and tell him, God said, today you going to die. So it don't mean nothing to me. It'd be different if he tell me to tell my daughter. Now I'm going to be listening to what God says attentively because it has to do with me. Are y'all listening to me? But I'm telling you this because you have to understand the operation, how the Spirit of God operates in the gift of prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. You will speak things and say things sometimes unknowing that you're talking in the Spirit. Are you listening to me? Know why? Because of your walk with God. When you're walking with God, praise the Lamb of God, especially if you learn to give God your tongue in the morning. Every morning, I tell God to load my tongue for the day. Praise the Lamb of God. And I release my tongue in the Spirit in prayer so that God will fill my tongue. When my tongue is full of God, now I got prophetic tongue. Praise the Lamb of God. So things I say, as bishops, as overseers said, start shaping and forming things in my world. Praise the Lamb of God. Now I'm not just talking crazy all day long, but I'm saying impactful and meaningful things. This has to do with the spirit of prophecy. Are you with me? Watch this. Watch this. Jump down to verse four, to chapter 14. Now we're going to go into another stage. Watch this. It says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. Now even though the Holy Spirit gives gifts to whom he will, you still can desire a gift that you don't have. There's nothing wrong with pastor desiring the gift of prophecy. There's nothing wrong with someone over here desiring the gift of healing when you see there's so many people in the church sick. Help me somebody. Praise the Lamb. Till the Lord starts saying, it's a curse or something on our church because everybody getting sick. Praise the Lamb. No, there's supposed to be a healing balm in the church. There's supposed to be somebody, help me hear somebody, who hands get hot. Come on, help me hear somebody. There's supposed to be somebody who can operate in that prophetic anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the same thing happens in the gift of prophecy. What you don't have, you can ask God for his glory. Lord, I want this gift so I can operate in my family. I want this gift so I can operate in the body of the church, the local assembly, to assist in the ministry that I work in. Every leader in the church should be asking for it. Praise God. Do you know how much weight we would take off of this man's shoulder from him trying to plan for the greeters? He's trying to plan for the deacons. He's trying to plan for the music ministry. He got to pray over every ministry of the church and become the eyes, the brain, and everything of it, because nobody has a vision. Then has to meet with everybody, call everybody in, and give them the vision instead of people bringing him the vision. Come on. You look at the vision of the church or the house, whatever that vision is, praise the Lamb of God, and you're supposed to pray over that vision. If you're a leader, praise the Lamb of God, your prophetic anointing through your prayer life will reveal to you what needs to be done in your ministry, and you can bring that proposal to pastor and say, this is what the Lord gave me. Then all he got to do is pray over it. It probably quickened in his spirit, and he say, go forth.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, talk to me. Instead of ministries dying within the ministry, praise the Lamb of God, because our prayer life is not fruitful, and we're not operating in the prophetic property. Watch this. Watch this. For he that speaketh, watch this, in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but to God. For no man understandeth him, I bet in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Watch this, gift of prophecy. But he that prophesieth, speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. Praise the Lamb of God. So now you are operating in a ministry gift that's a blessing to your brothers and sisters. Babbling does nothing for me. You standing up, Ebo, Shaba, Mercedes, and Honda, does nothing for me. But if you came to me and told me a word, a revelation concerning my situation, praise the Lamb of God, then you can help me. You can build me up. You can encourage me. Praise the Lamb of God. You can give me brand new hope in times of failure in my life. Praise God. Watch this. This going somewhere. Watch what I tell you now. Watch this. It says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He that prophesies edifies the church. And I'm talking to the church tonight. It said, he edifies, you build up the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Now remember yesterday, I talked to you about being submissive to leadership. Just because God speaks to you doesn't make you the head. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb. Now let me tell you what's happening, what I'm experiencing at the church in Detroit. A lot of women in my ministry, praise the Lamb of God, is receiving the gift of prophecy. Their husbands are not attending the church. So they going home reading their husbands. They marching straight to divorce court. So Monday night, I just had a meeting with all the daughters of my ministry and told them, a lot of you out of order. Your gift does not usurp authority over your husband. Hello, somebody. Ring my bell, praise the Lamb of God. Your gift, no matter what gift you have, does not allow you, praise the Lamb of God, to move from being the helpmeet. Help me hear somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must understand this in the body of Christ, because if we don't, we're gonna destroy some things. You have to learn how to manage your ministry gift, praise the Lamb of God, in a way that it will be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your marriage, and not a curse. Help me hear somebody. Praise the Lamb. You say, oh, the Lord revealed to me that he this way and he that way. Well, why did he reveal it to you? Help me here, somebody. And sometimes you got to push your plate away because these kind only coming forth through fasting and praying. When you really get the gift and you know you got the gift, you ain't trying to prophesy. You trying not to. Hallelujah. See, 37 years in the ministry, I remember everybody I met, I wanted to tell them something. You know, the Lord is trying to tell, the Lord want to tell you this, and the Lord want to tell you this, and the Lord want to tell you this. And I found out they thought I was crazy. So they was running around saying, man, he make me sick. Every time he come in my presence, he want to tell me everything. God, and he be on point, but, man, I just sometimes, can we just say, what up, though? Understand what I'm saying? So you don't want people to think, praise the Lamb, that you done lost your mind. First thing people need to understand about you is that you're intelligent. That you have all your faculties. Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb. Then you'll be accepted more. The next thing they need to know is that you got some love in you. Help me here, somebody. Am I right or wrong? When people feel your love, they can accept almost anything you tell them. Because they know you're telling them in love. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, let's keep walking. Pastor, that's good. I'm glad he said that. Hallelujah. Praise. Let me see if I find something else to make him happy. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Look what Paul says, verse 5. I would that ye all spake with tongues. Watch this. But I rather that you prophesy. Watch this. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaketh in tongues, except an interpreter, praise the Lamb of God, that the church may receive edifying. Now he's revealing something to us there, praise the Lamb of God. What he's revealing is that there is a gift of tongue that is a prophetic tongue. Uh-oh, y'all got mighty quiet about that. You better read the verse again, praise the Lamb of God. There is a gift in your tongue. Now listen, everybody say, I have the gift of tongues. Not one tongue. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of us who speak in tongue recognize that sometimes our language changes. Hello, light bulbs. And when your tongue flip, as I call it, and you start speaking in a different dialect, it's because your tongue is doing a different kind of ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. I was just at the Rock Church a few weeks ago with my daughter. She had to sing there, and I'm there with her, and we're sitting in the service. Spirit got high, and a young man and a young woman broke out in a real hard, like Hebraic old tongue. And everybody was just sitting there listening to them and worshiping and everything, and I tapped the pastor on the shoulder and said, the man in the back is prophesying. He said, what? I said, he's prophesying. I said, and he has a word for you, he has a word for me, and he has a word for your church. He said, how you know that? I said, I have the gift of interpretation of tongues. Praise the Lamb of God. How did Shakespeare get it? I prayed for it. Are y'all listening to me? That gift I prayed for. Praise God. As soon as the man stopped speaking in tongues, I told the pastor, I said, take him the mic. He went and handed him the mic. He grabbed him, he opened his eyes. A young man, too, said, prophet, the Lord told me to tell you. Came straight to me, went straight to the pastor, and then prophesied to his church. Just like I told him. The gift of interpretation. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Pierce will tell you, a lady was prophesying at the altar in the full gospel in our early morning session. Praise God. And I went over to Bishop Murphy and told him, she prophesied. He said, well, what's she saying? I said, this is what she's saying. And I said, she prophesied to you. She was standing right at the altar. I said, she prophesied to you. That same day, the prophecy was fulfilled. Yeah. He came that night in the prayer room and told us. He said, Prophet Shakespeare prophesied to me today this morning, and the prophecy came to pass. I said, I didn't prophesy to you. The lady prophesied. I just interpreted. Are you listening to me? So you see that there are gifts that the church need to embrace in this prophetic gifting thing that could be a blessing to the entire church. Suppose somebody was sitting up next to you speaking in tongue and there's no interpreter, praise the Lamb of God, of the prophetic tongue, and the woman was saying, there's a man outside at your car want to give you $10,000. And you walked outside, and there's a note on your car saying, the Lord told me to give you $10,000, but I got to get on a plane and go back to Israel, and since you wasn't here, I had to leave. Don't you wish somebody on the other side was an interpreter and say, hey, man, you better get out in the parking lot to your car. Somebody finna give you $10,000. Everybody like that one, don't you? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this. Watch this. Praise God. Where I'm at? Verse 7. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine? Watch this. And even things without life-giving sound, without whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sound, how shall it be known what there is being piped or harped? Praise the Lamb of God. All right? You got that part? Let's jump. Jump down to verse 22, same chapter. Am I doing good? Is you learning something? Praise the Lord. Okay? Let's look at verse 22. Watch what it says. It says, no, I want to say that for last. Jump over up to verse 26. Jump to verse 26 right quick. Praise God. I got 15 minutes. Hallelujah. Watch this. How is it then, brethren, when we come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, have a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Praise the Lamb of God. We can add and say, let all things be done decently. Everybody know that one, right? Praise the Lamb. We don't have to turn to that. Watch this. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, that by course let one interpret. So the gift of interpretation in the church is necessary. Because I submit to you that you all been having services, and somebody has been prophesying in tongue, and it's a different dialect from anybody else's tongue in the church, and there's no one in the church that's interpreting that tongue. Praise the Lamb. I told you this going to change your life right here. Praise the Lamb. Watch this. Watch this. Verse 27. If any man speak an unknown tongue, right? At least two or the most three interpretation. That means it will result in prophecy. But if there be no interpreter, let them keep silent in the church and let them speak to themselves to God. Now, we do a lot of speaking in tongue in church. The reason why Paul told them this is because the tongue had got out of order. Yes, sir. The preacher would be up preaching and somebody would be, blah, 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 blah. Of course, that's the wrong time for you to be speaking in tongue. Am I right or wrong? Praise the Lamb of God. So that decently in order falls into that category. So he organized it that way with the church so that it could be done proper times, proper ways. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't want you all to go back. Well, we speak in tongue. You're supposed to. Praise the Lamb of God. Because many times there's a weight or a heaviness on the church. Look what the tongue does. It says you edify yourself. So if you're in the worship service and you're feeling heavy and the worship is going on and you move in the spirit and start speaking in tongue, your depression should leave you. Every one of my members, they call me and say, Pastor, I just feel depressed. I said, where you at? I'm at home. When can you meet me at the church? They meet me at the church. I have worship music playing. They say, Pastor, what you want to talk about? I said, I don't want to talk about nothing. Come on in here and worship with me. We go to worship. I said, now, release your tongue. You have the gift of tongue. Release your tongue. Praise the Lamb of God. They go speak in the tongue. They get up. I say, you feel better? Yeah, Pastor, it's all gone. Because that's what it does. It builds you up. It strengthens you. It's get them spirits off you.
that's trying to attach to you like leeches. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to break some stuff off of you. Because pastor ain't always going to be available. First lady ain't always going to be around. You got to learn how to encourage yourself. You got to learn how to build yourself up. Tell the devil to go home. Send them demons to their address and bind them there. Tell them now stay. Don't come back here messing with me no more. Glory to Jesus. Woo! Y'all going to mess me up here in a minute. Praise the Lord. I got 12 minutes. Come on, come on. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Uh-huh. If there be no interpreter, verse 28, let them keep silent, right? 29, let the prophet speak two or three and let another judge. Now we're getting into organization. You see what I'm saying? So in other words, there should be more than one person in here with the gift of prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, if it's done right, praise God, I spoke to Pastor about this last night, if it's done right, then there should be a ministry of the prophetic gifting just like it is a ministry of music. If all of us are together that prophesy, we meet together, study prophecy, pray together, we will come up with revelation. We will come up with vision. We would get revelation on how to get the finance to pay the church off. Okay, y'all got quiet on that. Praise the Lamb of God. We would get revelation on what God wants us to do next. How God wants us to move as a body. And many times, he may not reveal it to you, but while you're praying, speaking in tongue, he'll reveal it to the man of God. Then one of you will say, well, this is what the Lord spoke, but I don't know how pastor going to receive that. Sunday morning, he'll come to the pulpit and speak what God spoke to you. And say, you know, I was riding in the car down 90. 9 is the number of birthing. I was riding in the car down 90, and the Lord spoke to me and said, this is what the church, you'll see somebody jump up and run. The person who running, no, God revealed that to me. He showed it to me. I prayed it through. All right, y'all going to get this thing in a minute. All right, watch this, watch this, watch this. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, that all may learn. Praise the Lamb of God, and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophet are subject to the prophet. That means you ain't just, I got to prophesy. No, you don't. I don't have to prophesy. I can keep it to myself. You don't believe me? Ask Jonah. Yes, the Lord told him to prophesy over and over, over again to Nineveh. He told God, I ain't going down there. I don't like them people. I want you to kill them. That's what he told him. He went and got him a ticket and went down to Joppa and got on a boat and said, you know what? I'm sailing away from Nineveh. Kill them all, Lord. The Lord had to put him in the belly of the fish. Watch this. He was in there 3 days with his arm folded. I still ain't saying nothing. My old pastor said the reason why he came on out of there was because he got hungry. He said, Lord, I need to eat something. Okay, I'll go, I'll go. Praise God. But what that shows us is that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So which means what? Just because God showed you something, speak something to you, you don't have to tell it. I'm talking about in the positive. The Lord show you a man sleeping with somebody else's husband, keep your mouth shut. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray and intercede till that yoke is broken. Help me hear somebody. Go to your sister in private. Take her somewhere in the back and say, baby, you ain't got to tell her what God showed you. Baby, the Lord showed me, praise the Lamb of God, that you need to get closer to your husband and live in holiness.
Yes, sir.
Sanctify your life. And whatever is not of God, break off from it. You telling her then. Hello, light bulbs. Now, if God come to you and say, go tell so-and-so, so-and-so what I said. You still picked your time. Say, well, she's around some people right now. I ain't going to say nothing. You want me to tell you what the average prophet, then prophet, this problem is? We want glory. We want everybody to know what we said. Didn't I tell you that? Didn't I told you this. I know I'm a prophetess. That's not what your gift is for. When you do that, you're robbing God of his glory. Okay, praise the Lord. You don't have to say amen. Just say ouch. Praise God. Hallelujah. Watch this. Watch this. I got 7 minutes. Oh, I'm doing so good tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Uh-huh. It says, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to that. Here goes my favorite verse. But God is not the author of confusion. So if your prophecy caused confusion, it must not have come from God, or you prophesying out of order. Praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all with me? Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. It says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, my last one. Jump down jump back to verse 22. All right? Now, I done gave you education. I done gave you impartation, operation, manifestation, organization. Now, I'm going to give you evangelization. Watch what it says, verse 22. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign to them that believe. Tongues are a sign to them that believe. And that's twofold. When I received the gift of tongue, I recognized then that I was filled with the Holy Ghost. Woo! I really got the Holy Ghost now. Woo! I can speak it. Lord, have mercy. Woo! I remember the first time I spoke in tongue, I was on my knees praying. And I asked the Lord for the tongue because the lady across the street had it. She had it, but she was bad with it, too. I was like, dang, I want to do it. Lord, if that'll help me communicate with you, give me the gift. Woo! And it hit me. And I jumped up. Woo! I was trembling and saying, oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I had the gift of tongue. Praise God. So it was a sign to me as a believer. But then when I did it in public, it's a sign to other believers that you're saved. Uh-huh. Praise God. Now, you say, well, people can fake the gift of tongue. You can, but you can't forget. You can't fake the anointing.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Because when you're just speaking, everybody, hey, da, da, yeah, hey, yeah. And there's some people, ta, 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 that ain't no tongue. What's ta, 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 that, what? Tongue is a language. It ain't ta, 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 ta. You like your CD stuff. Hallelujah. Come on, let me go on before somebody get mad at me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch this. Wherefore the tongues are for sign to them that believe, but to them that believe not, but prophesying, listen to this, serveth not for them that believe not, praise the Lamb, but for them which believe. Right? Watch this. Watch what it says. If therefore the whole church they come together into one place and all speak with tongue, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say, these people crazy? That's what it says right there in the Bible, right? That's what mad means. Don't mean angry, it means cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. Watch what verse 24. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or unbeliever, or unlearned, he is convinced of all. He is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, after which he falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. So now, prophesying becomes an evangelistic tool. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. It becomes a way to grow the church. Hello, light bulbs. Praise God. Let me tell you what's one of the biggest sins in the church today. We don't want to grow the church. We like it as a little social club. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you really recognize what God has given us, praise the Lamb of God, and what he really want to utilize you for, I'm going to mess some of you up. Praise the Lamb of God. At TCA, the Truth Church in Chicago, in Michigan, don't move into Chicago yet, Father, but I will go. Hallelujah. Truth Church in Detroit, watch this. Truth Church in Detroit, people come to me, come on. Let me tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet, I'm going to tell you this right now. My son unsaved. My husband unsaved. Blah, blah, blah. I said, you want me to tell you why? Because you won't prophesy. Know why all my kids saved and three of them preaching? Want me to tell you why? Because they know their daddy prophesied the truth. Because I prophesied to them. Praise the Lamb of God. My brother got saved. I prophesied to him one night. And what I told him, he knew. Nobody knew but him and God. The next Sunday, he went and joined church and got baptized. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you just can't have a word or a tongue and no life. One of the biggest problems with us is we only saved in the house. This house. We leave here, we change clothes. We change attitude. Praise the Lamb of God. We change music. We get cool when we live here. I shake some of the brothers' hands. Hey, prophet, how you doing, prophet? How you doing? By the time they get in the parking lot, what up, man? Saints, you go in their closet. We don't just have spring, summer, fall, and winter clothes. We got Sunday clothes. We got through the week clothes. Then we got Friday night clothes. Help me here, somebody. We got some stuff so hot, if Jesus came, we wouldn't put it on to entertain us. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You're really going to flow in this gift. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen to me good. You're going to have to break ranks with the world. And you're going to have to break ranks with worldly people. You're going to have to leave non-productivity alone. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Musician, give me some strength. Yeah, give me some of that. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. And listen to me. I've talked a lot in 2 days and in these 100 minutes. Praise the Lamb, which are increments of 10 that gives us divine order. Praise God. I have done this all around the country while I do this school. The Lord told me to do this last night. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm your pastor. You got the mic. Almost got back up and told him, let me do this. But then the Lord spoke to me and said, wait till tomorrow night. Now I know why. Because of this word. And I told you in the beginning, I said, search your hearts. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give you 60 seconds to pray. Hallelujah. Start right now. Start repenting. Start turning loose some things. This is a season that we have to break loose of our soulish ties, our fleshly ties to people. Praise the Lamb of God. We need to break away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know nothing, then you need to pray in tongue right quick. Hallelujah. You got 45 seconds. So get it right with Jesus right quick. Get it right with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Forgive us, O God, of our hard hearts, our stubbornness,
Hallelujah. Our rebellion, our manipulation in our lives, the untruths that circulate in us. Hallelujah. We recant the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah, Father. We walk in the kingdom of light. You are God, our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Master. But yet you are Father. And we love you. We know tonight you want to speak to all your children. So, Father, as an apostolic prophet, as an apostle, hallelujah, in the office, I thank you tonight that the prophetic air is in this room. Open the ears of your people now, Father. Hallelujah. Open their ears. Holy Ghost. Light on us tonight, as you did in the company of the prophets, that everyone could prophesy. Even the musicians, Father, open their ears until they hear the sound of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In. Hey, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise.
Thank you for listening in today to Prophet Shakespeare Ministries Live, PSM Live. We are live here from the sanctuary in Whitewater, Wisconsin. On our way out, the Lord has been wonderful to us, and we just thank everyone for their prayers. We will see you on Tuesday for our show. We'll start back up on Tuesday live with Prophet Shakespeare. You have a blessed and prosperous Thursday. I know this is prophetic word Thursday, but the word of God is full of prophetic words and encouragement. So speak the word over your life. Declare the word over your life. In Jesus' name, be well, believe well. You are loved. Thank you.